God. I don't even know where to begin.
You got it.
Can you give me a hint?
It lives in the ocean.
Mermaid man. What?
No.
Big fish.
Closer, but no.
Whale squad.
Oh, no.
Pod squad.
I like that.
Tide pod squad.
That's not in the ocean, no. Dangerous animal in the ocean.
Squid. Shark attack.
Close.
Dangerous. Elephant walrus. Urchin.
Sea urchin.
Jesus.
See, Anna, the reason that you
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's good.
Is it right?
Nice. Nailed it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, it's Great White.
What?
Great White.
The band's called Great White.
Great White.
I was like, this didn't sound like Darius Rutherford.
He's in my Lambo.
What's his name? I feel like I halfway learned people's names. It's Darius Rutherford?
No, Darius Rucker.
Rucker?
Trying to find a new
like that
blind.
Word, but with Rucker?
She's the little one I love more. But they're never behind.
I was wondering what the words were. Thank you for clearing that
you
up.
You never let me in.
Why is he Hootie?
Only let me with you, man. And hide it on the hill. And let it cry. Make my tear bomb out of that real. Yep.
It's the whole song. That's all the songs. Darius Rucker, he was, he went country.
Is he the Black Nickelback? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord have mercy. My butt just went. Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
I didn't know why.
Lord,
and then I said it back.
My soul. Please, God. Please, God, make these people stop making my heart do this. Lord. Jesus. Choose your words better.
Well, you said all of his songs sound the same,
oh
so
my God.
I was throwing out the comparison.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
I peed myself again, twice in a week, man. Oh, damn it. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Well, I say something like that.
Okay. Oof. First up in What the Hell News, nighttime radio programs that gets fired. Cynthia Nixon, we all know who she is, right?
Uh-huh.
By the way, she's not looking so good.
She was never looking good.
I thought she was kind of sexy.
By the way, she is Miranda on Sex and the City.
Yeah. Yes, she is Miranda on Sex and the City.
And I guess she was like the least pretty of the crew.
Yeah, she was the gross one that no one liked.
I liked her.
No, you didn't.
I had a secret boner for her. I did.
No, you didn't. That's a lie. Who was the hottest, would you say?
Oh, I don't remember
Samantha.
Her name, the younger one.
No, Charlotte.
Charlotte was.
Yeah.
She still is gorgeous.
Technically, but see, I don't always go for the hottest girl in the room. I want the girl I think's going to bang me the best.
Sarah Jessica Parker wasn't even that attractive.
Nah, she got a big-ass horse face.
She has aged so badly.
She had good angles, but sometimes there would be bad angles. Yeah.
When she was married to...
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick. Yeah. I guess. I mean, she's not ugly. She just kind of...
No, she is.
I don't think she's ugly.
She's not ugly.
I'm sorry, but she is.
You tap it. You would tap it. You tap it.
What kind of drugs am I on?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do.
It's Sarah. She's a super duper celebrity.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Hocus Pocus? Absolutely.
She looks like a witch?
Yeah, yes, she was smoking hot in that movie. Sorry.
I would bang her on top of my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
I would. And Leah would be like, I guess this is happening. She hot. She famous. We having sex in the city with her. You know what I'm saying? Well, Cynthia Nixon, who was Miranda. She is 51 years old.
She is running for office.
She is actually running for governor?
Yeah.
Governor of New York.
That is pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think her chances are?
In 2018, I'd say pretty good.
Yeah, she's got celebrity power behind her. I
Plus,
think that's pretty good.
Hillary Clinton was a governor of New York, right?
She was a senator.
I thought she was a governor first.
She was not a governor. Her husband
was a governor of Arkansas.
Arkansas,
yes.
Yeah.
That's right, you're right. So, it wouldn't be beyond a belief for her to win.
No. I mean, look who's president. Come on. Well, Stranger Things have happened.
That is true. I bet the cast of Stranger Things could be governor.
Yeah.
Especially that fat kid with the speech impediment. So cute, right?
He's adorbs.
The fat kid with the speech impediment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dustin?
On Stranger Things.
One of the main boys.
Yeah.
He's not fat.
He's a little portly.
He's cute. He's got those gorgeous locks.
This is what people say about me all the time.
You don't have locks.
I do.
Bagels and locks.
Oh, fat joke. By the way, when I was at Costco yesterday with the girl.
Yeah.
You know how they do all the samples? Oh, my God. And on Sundays, it's like sample heaven. I eat so much sausage, I was technically gay. But there was they were giving out little bagel samples. And I walk over to get me a little sample of the bagel. And some guy, some skinny old dude, starts talking to the employee. And he's like, none for me. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've lost 75 pounds. And she's like, oh, my God, you have lost 75 pounds. How'd you do it? He's like, talking to her about his weight loss and all this stuff, and I'm standing there just trying to grab me a handful of carbs and shoving my fat face in front of him. And he's like posting me up like a Shaquille O'Neal. I couldn't even get to the bagels. I finally just gave up, walked away, got me some samples of tomato soup and some sausages. That's all I needed. So there you go. She's running for governor. Democratic primaries. She's going to be... I guess one of the marquee candidates. So, I mean, it's the first I've heard of it was today. So, I guess it's the first they're really talking about it. So, there you go. Florida needs a strong celebrity woman to run. You know?
Like who?
That's what I was going to ask you. Who do you think would be a good representative for governor of Florida? Like a celebrity chick that's from this area?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know anybody who's from Florida.
Gloria Estefan.
Esteban?
That's what I said.
Or Estefan.
Estefan.
Gloria Estefan. Come on, baby. She's my shunga.
Maybe Roseanne Barr.
She's not from Florida.
Whatever. She's Jewish. She'll migrate
here.
We're
going to make everybody chimichangas.
Ooh.
Chimichangas?
I would vote for her.
I thought she's Cuban.
She is.
That's not Cuban food.
Anything's Cuban food if you do it right.
All
right. Yeah. Next up, and what the hell news? This is maybe the craziest story of the day. Have you ever been big into video games, Anna?
There was a time when I was pretty into, like, Mario Kart, Mario Party.
Yeah. On the Wii?
No, this is pre-Wii.
Pre-Wii.
Yeah, she-Wii.
Yeah.
This is, like, in the late 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We used to have still have it, but it's over at Whitmore's house. But we have one of those HD projectors, and we used to have it like as our main TV in our house 10 years ago. And Zane and I would get into some heated Mario Kart and Wii baseball battles in our living room with big 10-foot screen. That is fun. Like, you feel like you're really racing against Wario and all those jerks. But yeah, it would get heated. I remember throwing a controller across the room because he hit me with a damn shell right at the finish line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw you, 9-year-old. Your mom cheated on us. Ryan, big gamer?
When I was younger, yes.
I saw you post something yesterday about buying a video game.
You did?
Yeah.
What did I post?
You're like, hey, I'm thinking about buying this nerd game. Should I get it? Y'all? Hashtag those eyes, though.
Oh, that wasn't yesterday. That was a few days ago. I was asking people about Fortnite. Because that's like the big thing now.
Nerd.
So, yeah.
Nerds. Well, 9-year-old Mississippi boy was super pissed off because his sister was hogging a controller. What do you think he did to his 13-year-old sister? This is Mississippi. Saturday afternoon when she refused to hand over the video game controller.
Bad to the face.
A baseball bat?
Yeah.
Like Negan? By the way, Walking Dead wasn't bad last night.
I haven't had a chance to watch it this
season
yet.
Dude, it was like all Negan and Rick fighting.
All right, cool.
With a flaming Lucille.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really good.
All right.
What do you think, Ryan? What do you think a 9-year-old boy from Mississippi did to his 13-year-old sister when she's like, oh, you ain't getting my controller?
I'm going to say smashed her face into the sliding glass door.
Good Lord Jesus.
By the pigtails.
All right.
That's what I would have done.
You guys are way off because this is way worse. This took an ugly, ugly turn. Because this 9-year-old boy shot her in the head. Killing her.
Okay.
He found a gun in the house?
Shot her and killed her.
Over a video game.
Yeah.
It's not that serious, guys.
Yeah, the boy wanted the video game controller. She had it. So he grabbed a gun. It remains unclear how the firearm was used in the shooting or how it was accessed, but he used it. Shot her in the head. Their mother was in another room feeding other children lunch at the time of the incident. What in the hell kind of household is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many kids? Why are there guns laying around? Why is this 9-year-old have that much rage? The sheriff added that the circumstances of the shooting are still being investigated. Yeah, you think? This is crazy, though.
Yeah, it's
insane. 9 years old. Now he's going into the system. I mean, he can't be charged as an adult. He's 9.
Yeah.
So he's going to get out, I guess, when he's 18. Nuts. I don't know. When I read the headline, I was like, fake news. This is some sort of anti-gun propaganda. No. I fact-checked it with several news sites. It's real. It really happened. It's crazy, man. Even grosser in the news, IKEA. They have a test kitchen. Did you know it?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
By the way, when we got the IKEA over here near Brandon, I love that place.
I do too.
Because I am a metrosexual. I love to shop for home goods. The kitchen supplies in there, like I bought my cutting board there. I bought a lot of my kitchen stuff there. Cheap and awesome. The lamps, oh my God. If you like lighting, Anna.
I like lights.
So good.
What about them Swedish meatballs, though?
That's what I'm talking about. When they opened the place, everybody was like, you gotta go there and get the Swedish meatballs. So good.
They are pretty good.
They're not good. They're not good.
I think they're good.
They're gross.
I don't know culinary, so.
Okay, well, they taste like something you get at Walmart in a frozen bag and heat up in the microwave.
Hot.
Not good. Not good. Well, now, I guess they're Swedish meatballs. People are, I guess, getting bored with them, so they're trying to create new meatballs. But these are made from a brand new kind of meat. And I don't understand why they would do this. They're using mealworms.
Pardon?
I'm sorry?
Mealworms. Okay, first of all, what the hell is a mealworm?
It's a grub.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a worm.
Yeah, the insect items include meatballs.
I'm looking at
their larval form of mealworm beetles.
Yeah.
Ew.
The famous Swedish version substituting mealworms for meat. They're calling them bug burgers.
I don't like it.
Hail to the no.
Grubs are good grub. Insects generally contain more protein and are lower in fat than traditional meats and have about 20 times higher food conversion efficiency, making it a viable addition to our current menu. That's what the co-founder of Space 10 told this report. I guess they're talking about mealworms in the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization.
Yeah, I was told, and I forgot who I was having this conversation with, but if they said we could solve world hunger if people just ate insects.
I guess it makes sense, right? There's a lot of insects.
Trillions of them.
Yeah.
Would that ruin the ecosystem somehow, though? Like, if we're eating all the insects, then the animals that normally eat insects would starve?
I don't know, dude. But who cares about other animals? We just care about ourselves.
I don't know, man. As long as there's, like, McDonald's, I'm not eating a goddamn mealworm. I'm just not going to do it. Right? That's gross. Ew. Would you consider that meat?
Yeah.
They have faces and BHs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. I don't know. I thought maybe we found a loophole for you.
No.
That is absolutely disgusting. No, I'm just not going to do it.
You should give it a crack.
No.
Would you eat a horse?
Yeah.
Would you eat a dog?
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't eat a dog?
No. I think dogs are real close to humans when it comes to, like, showing emotion and, like, really having personality.
Okay. That freaks me out. Just your opinion, man.
No. I'm sure horses probably have, personalities, too. But
pigs don't?
Yeah, you're right. I watch Carmen's Snapchat. Her pig has mad personality.
Yeah, it does.
What about a cat?
Yeah, I'll eat a cat all day.
You eat a pussy cat?
I've been known to eat pussy cats.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yep. I think she jumped.
I used to eat this Chinese restaurant in Brandon. It got shut down like 3 times because they had cats hanging up in the freezer.
Oh, man.
I was listening to Mike Alton the other day, and Galvin had a similar story about his hometown. So I guess that stereotype kind of holds true. But the place is over by the movies in Brandon. Not going to say where, but close to the movies. Got shut down, I think, three or four times. But they found cats. They can let them open it back up, and everybody just goes back there and eats. The food's great. So,
you've been there?
Yeah, I've eaten there, even after they reopened it. I don't care. Give me my kitty lo mein. So good. I don't care if it meows while I'm eating it.
May that be a little weird.
My favorite story today. And we'll end What the Hell News on, I guess, a feel-good story. It's actually humorous, but also perplexing. Mexico has a beauty pageant called Mr. Tabasco.
Hot.
Not really. All about male contestants, but they had to cancel it this year. The Mr. Tabasco 2017 pageant was announced by modeling agent Oscar Servin Leon with the hope of finding a red, hot hunk fit to hold the title. Got to be some super hot Mexican men out there, right?
Got to be somewhere.
Hell yeah. Well, his agency caused controversy with its original advertising, but by specifying contestants must be a minimum height of 5 feet 10 inches, single, childless, have an athletic body, and they cannot be a stripper.
Oh.
Only 6 entrants threw their hats into the ring to become Mr. Model Tabasco. Well, although the agency conducted some publicity shoots with the 6 hopefuls, showing them in swimsuits, casual clothes, and formal attire, the contest was canceled, with the 6 being deemed too ugly.
Too ugly?
For the competition to continue.
There's pictures on this story, and they've got this meme at the bottom.
It's unreal, dude.
In Spanish, it says, like, expected, and it's got the pictures of these, like, really buff, like, fit men, and then it says reality, and it's got these pictures of these 6 schlubs.
I don't think they're gross men.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't. They're definitely not models. Poor guys. But, yeah, you would think they would just go on with it and just get the best-looking one of the 6 and be like, hey, it's 2017.
They scrapped it.
This is what we got. But they were like, no bueno. No. No continuo. No.
No quiero.
What does that mean?
I don't want. No quiero taco Tabasco, man.
Don't be racist. Really, really sad, though. Have you ever seen a real man beauty pageant?
No, but I know for a fact that Justin Timberlake was in one.
I know. But like when he was a kid, though, right?
Yeah.
Because he was like one of the Disney kids, right?
He was, Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the cast of the Mickey Mouse Club, like the OGs? The alumni? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
Jessica Simpson.
The chick from Felicity, that show. You know,
yeah.
The show, red hair kind
of. I love her. So hot.
Carrie Russell.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. How do you know that?
I'm
he used
gay.
To touch himself.
So weird. What is it? Mickey Mouse Club? Mouse Club.
And then, Mario Lopez on there?
Yes, I think he was, actually. Yeah. And JC Chazé.
Bless you. Yeah.
Insane, dude.
One of those jerks. Yeah. Here are the famous members of the Mickey Mouse Club. Oh, look at that. Unbelievable. Did you... Did you know your mom was on? No, I'm sorry. I got an ad popped up and it won't go away. There we go. From 1955 to 1996. Wow.
The last couple seasons, I think they just called it the MMC.
Okay.
No, they did. They called it like the MMC.
It wasn't too cool for the room, MMC. Yeah. Trying to think here. This is stupid. I'm looking at Johnny Crawford. You remember him?
Nope. No.
Oh, Annette, the most famous one when I was a kid.
Annette
Funicello. So hot.
She was on Full House.
She was so hot. Yeah. You remember her?
No, I remember an episode of Full House where she was on it.
You know, Mickey Rooney Jr. was part of the Mickey Mouse Club. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Rona Bennett?
Nope.
What? Yeah, J.C. Sages. Tony Luca. Guys? Come on. Kelly Clarkson.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Christina Aguilera. Nikki. Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling. I did not know that. Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. Of course, we said JT, Britney Spears. Wow. Lots of famous people. That's pretty awesome. That makes me happy. Gets me excited to think about it.
Does it, though?
That was cool. Do you remember Kids Incorporated?
Yeah, dude. That was my jam.
Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-S. Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-S. Whoa, looks like we made it. We're Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-S. Kids Incorporated.
Yeah. Gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Jennifer Love Hewitt was on that.
Did you ever watch Wet and Wild Kids?
Yeah, I know of it.
That sounds like a porno.
No, it was like they would do all these challenges, like the pink team versus the red team.
Yeah, pink team.
Oh, anyway.
What? What was that?
That was my favorite show.
No. Ryan just got super creepy.
I did.
Kids and... Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. Fergie was part of Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, she was. Did Jennifer Love Hewitt, Fergie, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Kids Incorporated was the bomb, man.
It really was.
Holy crap, yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Play it. Listen to that synthesizer.
Yeah.
This is 80s on an 80s gold.
It's Kids Incorporated, the hottest new rock and roll show on television. It's all about kids, with kids, and for kids.
Well, rock and roll show.
Yeah. Like late 80s into the early 90s, I think.
Oh, the original intro. Oh, man. We got something that is new, that is true. We got something just for you today. Yeah. Stacey Ferguson.
Yeah. She was called, Jennifer Love Hewitt was called Love Hewitt back then.
Marta Marrero. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
K-I-D-S. Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-S. Whoa. Come on, Adam.
Yeah.
Kids Incorporated.
And they would all, like, jump up and, like, they would each be letters.
Yes.
It's great.
D. Yeah, the D.
And then one player sounds jump up and like, yeah.
Man, that was good stuff.
Otto doesn't look amused.
What?
I've never heard of that show.
Oh, my goodness.
It was fabulous.
What was your childhood even?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say something bad. But I
won't. I think we talked about this show not too long ago, but theme song, this is what I would watch before school every day. Great Space Coaster.
With new friends. She's rubbing her eyes, Johnny. She's...
Spinning
you through the galaxy, Anna.
These are so much better if you did drugs.
On the Great Space Coaster, off we go.
Yeah. Roaring toward the other side. I feel like I'm on acid watching this now. On the Great
Space Coaster. Oh. Yeah, Twitter is blowing up.
All right. Enough of traveling back in my gay time machine. What time it is?
Anna, do you remember SNICK on Nickelodeon?
Oh, my God.
SNICK.
Oh, yeah. Was like Keenan and Kel and all that?
Yes, all that. Yes. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Ren and Stimpy.
I was afraid of the dark, so I did not watch that show.
That's my childhood, man.
You ever watch any good movies?
Avatar.
Seen Avatar?
Yeah.
We watched
Goonies Never Die on.
One now.